You've got legal issues.
We have attorneys that focus on helping solve legal problems. Let's talk. You're listening to AttorneyTalkRadio.com. Here is your show host, Brian French.
Hi, this is Brian French, and welcome to AttorneyTalkRadio.com. Today, our special guest is Jerome G. Quinn, Jr., and Jerome is an estate planning attorney based in Washington, Michigan, which is north of Detroit, and he services Macomb as well as Oakland counties in Michigan, and he does serve the area beyond this for probate and estate administration. Jerome, welcome to AttorneyTalkRadio.com.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Jerome, I know you've been practicing law for a good number of years, 16 or so years. Tell me a little bit about your major focus areas when it comes to practicing law.
Well, our major focuses are trust, wills, business planning, business consulting, as well as asset protection planning for people who are concerned about potential stays in long-term care facilities and the fact that they may run out of money or need Medicaid.
That's great. What are some of the – I know people, when they – talk to an estate planning attorney, it's usually, when they get a little bit up there in age. What are the major concerns that people have? I know they spend a lifetime building up assets, and I'm sure they want to protect those assets. But in your experience, what has been the major issues and concerns that your clients have had?
Well, the major issues and concerns are passing down their assets and getting them to who they want to go to. So making sure that someone else isn't deciding where their retirement accounts are going to go or where their home is going to go. Their biggest concerns are making sure that they keep their assets in their family and going to the people that they want them to go to. The second big concern is people don't want to go through the probate process, that concern is easily done away with through a complete in-depth estate plan. We can almost always ensure 100% avoidance of that if we do a proper plan. And the last concern is losing all their money to a nursing home or long-term care facility. So what we do in those instances is we do asset protection planning for those individuals who have that concern. Now, with all of our plans, we also put in the ability to expand those plans to cover long-term care matters and asset protection matters. But for some people, they know it's going to be a concern. They can see the writing on the wall that a extended stay in a long-term care facility is coming. And at least in Michigan now, the state says it's approximately $7,630-some-odd a month is the average. So in most areas like Macomb County and Oakland County, where I primarily practice, those numbers are higher. They're anywhere between $8,000 and $8,400. So those are some of the issues that we deal with. Really, with estate planning, you have a lot of case by case issues that you have to deal with. No family is the same as the next one on the block or the next one 100 miles away. Everybody's a little bit different, and they need customized plans to fit their needs.
Yeah, I can see that. Every family, there could be some families there in the Michigan area that have, waterfront property and maybe income-producing property, and then other people have stocks and bonds, and so I'm sure every case is considerably different and requires really a custom solution.
Absolutely, and a lot of times you have, in Michigan, we have a lot of small business owners that service, the big three in the auto industry. And, these, while they began as small family businesses, have grown considerably, and they have a lot of concerns regarding how they're going to pass their businesses down as well. And we can assist them with that as well as, just doing some advanced planning so the transition goes smoothly. Without that type of planning, businesses tend to have serious problems in pretty short order after their founders have passed away.
So it's interesting, you work with people that may have worked for an auto company, and then you work with business owners, and then the other major area that you work with is with professionals such as physicians and, and doctors. So each one of those kind of categories has a different solution and mix too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. What you also see is, you know, doctors, obviously, a lot of them have a high risk profession. They're exposed to creating a lot of liability for themselves. So we end up doing asset protection plans where they can still remain flexible, but they don't have trouble falling asleep at night because they think they're going to get sued and lose everything. That is a key to our practice, where we really want to look at what our clients are doing for their actual living. Are they a doctor? Are they a lawyer or an accountant? Do they have exposure if they were to make a mistake? So we want to examine that exposure, and we want to make sure we protect against it.
We're speaking with Jerome Quinn, and Jerome is an estate planning attorney based in Washington, Michigan. You can visit Jerome's website at quinnestateplanning.com. That's Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, estateplanning.com. You can call him directly to book an appointment at 248-850-2993, and you're welcome to email him at info@quinnestateplanning.com. That's info@quinnestateplanning.com. Jerome, if you may, can you tell us a little bit about, if somebody obviously has a need to do their estate planning, they call you up, they set an appointment, can you kind of walk us through a little bit of the process of how an estate plan is kind of hammered out for a client?
Sure. What we do first is we bring you in, and we want to sit down and talk with you and find out about your family, about you and your wife, your kids, your grandkids. We want to discuss some things regarding, you know, what sort of assets you have and what sort of tax exposure you might have passing down your assets. Of course, as we mentioned a little bit ago, we want to see what your profession is, what your exposure is. Many clients come in and they are retired, so that's not as large an issue. But we walk through all of those things. We talk about who would do a good job serving as a trustee, for example, or serving as an agent under a power of attorney or a healthcare power of attorney. So we want to explore those things because every family is a little bit different. You know, some children are going to do very well serving as a trustee or as a power of attorney because they have backgrounds, for example, maybe in accounting, or, you know, they're a CPA, or they're just exceedingly organized. Some children are not. And, you know, the same can also be said for the healthcare powers of attorney. Some children will be able to handle, you know, the tough decisions when mom or dad are in an irreversible state and they're not going to be coming out of that. So we like to talk about that, find out who can do what and who can do what well in terms of the estate plan. Also, we sit down and discuss how your life will be after you have your estate plan, what's going to change, how you're going to have to handle some of your assets differently, or how some of them are going to be handled the same way, they'll just be titled a little bit differently. So we go all through all of those things in our first meeting. Then what we do is we plan a second meeting where I will sit down with you and propose a design of your plan. At that point, we either start or we fine-tune what I've proposed, and we move forward from there. After the completion of the plan and my review of it, I send it to my clients so that they can review it at their leisure without me looking over their shoulder, and they always come in with questions, which would bring us to our next appointment, where we will go through any questions they might have, anything that once they saw it in black and white on the paper they wanted changed. We can make those changes or discuss them as to whether or not they're really the appropriate path to take. And then at that point we make our modifications. We will have another short meeting to just confirm that everything's the way we want it. And then after that point, we will have a signing meeting where all of our documents will get signed and finalized. From that point, we'll make sure that the trusts get funded if we're doing a trust-based plan. We'll help you make sure the deed is sent over to the county, transferring your home, or if we need to get other deeds from out of state done, we contact associates in those states and help facilitate that process. And then we make sure, and about 90 days later, we schedule a phone call to make sure that trust funding's going along as planned. And then at that point, we just have you know, follow-ups every year, just a short conversation, make sure everything's going well. Most people find that the process wasn't anywhere near as daunting as they thought it was going to be when they originally came in. Obviously, when you're doing different types of plans, for example, if you were doing asset protection plans to help people get qualified for Medicaid, we have to do a significant amount of background work, you know, finding out all the assets owned and their values and, you know, what's going to occur if we move them, what are our time frames. So that's a bit of a different animal, and I'd make your eyes glaze over and roll back into your head if we went into every little step on that one. But for the most part, whether we're doing will or trust-based plans, we have several meetings, and we just make sure that it's what's good for the client. I mean, what we try and do is make sure that the client is having some meaningful participation in their plan. What I've seen, unfortunately, is a lot of clients will come in and they'll bring in a plan and they'll ask to have it reviewed, and I'll review and ask why they did it a certain way, and they'll say, "Well, the lawyer told me to do it that way." I said, "Well, did maybe he or she say why?" "Well," they said, "that's the way everybody does it." So what we're trying to do is get away from "that's the way everybody does it" mentality, because as we've noted many times, each family is different.
Right. So everything's custom. And, you know, it's really important that people understand, if you do not do the proper estate planning, then going through the probate process and going, you know, having an intestacy kind of process of handling the estate, you know, it's going back to the court constantly for approval. It's not giving for certain the people who you want to have control over your estate. It could be an outside party if you don't do the planning. So it's really important that I think that people who are, you know, looking at their financial future and certainly want to take care of their family, to sit down and talk to a professional like yourself that can give them examples of different pathways and solutions that can solve things. Because if no work is done, then a tremendous amount of headaches are going to be left behind, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I always like to talk to clients regarding the cost of estate planning. And by that, I don't mean the cost of actually doing your plan, but I mean the cost of not planning at all. And it can be tremendous. I mean, we know that the AARP has said that estate planning can, the cost of it can go anywhere between 5 to 20% of the value of your estate, which, you know, whether it's 5 or 20, those are significant numbers. If you have, you know, say you have a house and just a couple $100,000 in retirement assets, that number becomes large very fast, and it far outpaces the actual cost of a good solid plan. Another way of looking at it is if you're somebody who's considering, you know, am I going to need asset protection planning so that I can get qualified for Medicaid or VA? I mean, the cost of that is tremendous. You're looking, like we talked about before, $7,630 a month is the average. And with that cost, you really have to be careful, because that number is going to get out of control very quickly. Whereas planning beforehand can put you, you know, really put you in the driver's seat and help you avoid a tremendous amount of unnecessary expenses.
Right. And the other thing that people may not realize when they start the estate planning is that if you do a very good plan, you're going to be minimizing the amount of turmoil that you're going to be leaving behind for your family members. So, yeah, if you've done no planning, you're going to leave them with a lot of hassles and potentially contentious situations between family members if you haven't kind of written down and created the documents to explain exactly what you want to be done with your assets. So I think, you know, preserving that family unit is really important to people, and a plan can save you money, but also keep that family together too.
Right. I mean, that's another thing that a lot of people aren't contemplating, is the emotional cost of not having your plan done properly. And this could go anywhere, you know, from while you're still alive, if you're incapacitated, to, you know, your children who are probably very nice, you know, people's children are probably very nice, but each child has a different relationship with their parent, and they think differently about what each of their parents may have wanted. For example, one brother may say, well, mom would have wanted it this way. And the other sibling says, no, mom would have wanted it this way. Are they bad kids because they're squabbling over this? No, it's just that they don't have the proper guidance. And those are things that we take care of through the healthcare proxies and living wills. You know, sometimes that's like the forgotten part of the estate plan. Everybody likes to get very focused on the will or the trust or the irrevocable trust, but the planning that you do for while you're alive is equally important. And by that, I'm thinking of powers of attorney and healthcare powers of attorney. You can end up with serious emotional scars on your children by failing to provide a proper healthcare proxy. Let people know what you want. Be as specific as possible. We want to try and avoid those healthcare powers of attorney that, you know, we refer to them as the God power. They give you, they give the agent acting under it every power under the sun.
Right.
And, that's not a comfortable feeling because, for a doctor or for the child that may be handling it or loved one who may be handling it because they may not specifically know. So, we all remember the event with Terry Schiavo where everybody from the Pope on down to the man at your local gas station had their say about what was going on with poor Terry Schiavo. And it simply could have been dealt with very easily had a quality healthcare proxy been put together for her. And she was a young woman, so that also gets us to another point. When should I start planning? I believe everybody should have a plan starting as soon as possible.
Right.
It doesn't have to be highly complicated if you're younger, but make sure you know what you want people to do for you if you're not able to speak for yourself. And that's another goal that we have is making sure that, you've put into words in black and white how you want your situations to be handled.
Jerome, how often should a client update their plans? Obviously, there could be law changes, but what's your kind of schedule and what do you suggest as far as updates with clients to update their plan potentially?
I look at this a little bit different than a lot of people. I know many people believe you should be in there updating it every 2 or 3 years. I tend to take a little bit different approach. If you've had a large life event occur, maybe you've gotten divorced, maybe you've gotten new grandchildren that you want to account for, come on in and let's look at your plans at that point. Certainly, if there's a change in the law, I'm going to notify my clients through, letters or email that, there's been a change and we need to consider how this is going to affect you. That's very important to keep in touch with your clients with regard to those matters. I mean, we see shifts every day, little things, whether they be through federal law, changes in the VA, or just reinterpretations of the law that, we have in our state. So we need to keep on top of those, and we always notify our clients of that. And if there are changes that need to be made, we want to get them in as soon as possible.
We're talking to Jerome Quinn, and Jerome is an estate planning attorney based in Washington, Michigan, and handles probate and estate work throughout the state of Michigan. You can contact Jerome directly at telephone number 248-850-2993. You can email him at info@quinnestateplanning.com and visit his website, quinnestateplanning.com. That's Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, estateplanning.com. Jerome, what are some of the other planning services that you offer? We talked a little bit about the professionals that you work with. What are some of the other type of maybe in detail services that you offer?
Well, okay, we have, when we're looking at the planning, we're often talking a lot about, we've always been talking about a lot of wills and trusts and things of that nature, which certainly is an important part of it. But another set of planning areas that we need to look at are planning for your business and planning to protect your kids. I mean, we never know what's going to be going on in the future. And I like to always tell my clients is I'm in the business of sort of imagining the worst case scenario, which, hopefully we've done this plan and it's just a safety net out there for you and your kids. And none of these things that we're contemplating come true. But if they do, we want to make sure that they're going to work the way we want. We want to make sure the parachute's going to open. one of these emergencies occurs. A lot of that, the way we do a lot of that is through talking about how we want the plan to work once the grantors have passed away. You know, are the kids going to keep the assets in the plan? Are they going to keep the assets in their trust? Or are they going to liquidate them? You know, what are the dangers of liquidating them? Obviously, you know, you have the primary danger that now the asset is strictly in the hands of the child, and it may become exposed to various sorts of liabilities, divorce, bankruptcy, you know, if you were sued for some reason. Those plans, the plans that we're going to put out there, and we're going to try and protect you from those things. Right. Also, we're looking a lot lately at how to do your planning with your IRA, whether that be through IRA stretch trusts or whether you are going to just take the funds into your trust through your IRA. We need to take a closer look at that these days. The Supreme Court at the end of last year made a very significant ruling, and really it took away a lot of asset protection that children had when they would inherit retirement funds from their parents. And really, the method that's left is planning through trust. So those are some of the other things we're looking at. Also, of course, we mentioned it a little bit before, but business planning. How are we going to make sure the businesses, you know, the family business survives? Who's going to be in charge? How's it going to run? Have the clients thought about how they want that business to look going forward into the future? So those are a few of the other areas. And, you know, of course, we discuss taxes with our clients. You know, the tax rates on inheritance tax at this point are very high. The thresholds are very high. So it's becoming less of an issue as far as the amount that you're going to receive tax-free after the client passes, but it's more an issue of how can we gift during a lifetime to probably take advantage of things such as Medicaid or the VA.
Now, Jerome, does the state of Michigan, do they have an estate tax or no?
We do not have an estate tax in Michigan any longer. That went away about 5 years ago, thankfully, and, you know, so now we're really dealing with the federal tax. That depends if you've got a situation where you're beyond those thresholds. You know, the planning that was done in the past still works today. It's just it's not used as frequently.
No, I'm sure you've hit on a lot of kind of hot buttons for a lot of people. And if somebody has a question or they would like to set up a consultation with you, do you offer any kind of consultation? Does it tell me a little bit about if somebody was to start a relationship with you, what that's like?
Sure. We have a couple of things that we do. I give a lot of seminars in the area. And generally, if it's just somebody who wants some basic information, I encourage you to attend a seminar if you call. So you can really get a foundation and we can have a good conversation. Of course, that's not the only way of going about it. I'm more than willing to sit down with you for a no obligation consultation initially to see what might be a good idea for you moving forward. But you know, we like to sit down and we like to make sure that the clients are going to actively participate in their own plan. So we do offer an initial consultation that's free of charge. After that, we would typically be working on a flat fee if we are hired to perform estate planning services for a family or for an individual.
Well, that's super. So you kind of have the educational component where people can learn about what they need to do in the initial free consultation. They can attend a seminar. And so I think that gives people a great pathway to understand the process. And the key is to really, you know, feel good about this thing, because it's usually not fun, but if they understand that there's a solution at hand and it's not as complicated as they may have initially thought, then they're certainly moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, I've had clients who are war veterans who said, one man came in, he said, you know, it's made my stomach turn worrying about coming in, you know, for this initial appointment. And this gentleman had canceled his appointment several times, and he finally came in when we wrapped it up. He goes, you know, I was worrying, you know, I was really getting myself upset about nothing. That was a very smooth process, and actually makes you become a lot more aware of what you have going on in your estate, because most folks, you know, we're living with it every day, but we don't think much about it as a practical matter. So, you know, people tend to feel like a pretty significant weight's been lifted off their shoulders after they get their plan done.
Well, that is so, so important. We're talking to Jerome Quinn, and as Jerome mentioned, you can book an initial consultation or visit one of his seminars. You're welcome to call him directly at area code 248-850-2993. You can reach him via email at info@quinnestateplanning.com, and you can visit his website, quinnestateplanning.com. Jerome, it's been a pleasure having you on Attorney Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being one of our guests.
Okay, thank you very much.
You've been listening to AttorneyTalkRadio.com with your show host, Brian French. Remember to download and share this episode on social media with your tribe. AttorneyTalkRadio.com.